Hi, I'm Anmol Bhatia. I'm a graduate student in the Rehabilitation Counseling Program here at the University of Arkansas.
Anmol and I are sitting on a bench outside his classroom in the Graduate Education Building on the University of Arkansas campus. We have 10 minutes before his independent living class starts. He tells me he's lived in the United States since 1989, close to 22 years. He was born in Bombay, India.
When I was born, it was pretty much obvious that my eyes were smaller than normal. At this point, my family was not sure what was going on. The nurses were not sure what was going on.
Anmol was soon diagnosed with microophthalmia, a disorder in which one or both eyes are abnormally small. He had some vision in his right eye, but was completely blind in the left one. His condition worsened as he got older.
I think like my seventh grade year, I would discover that my vision was actually going down. You know, every year at the end of the year in school, like, we always would buy this yearbook, you know, of pictures and everything that happened throughout the year. And that year I bought a yearbook, and normally every other year I could see the pictures clear through. That year I could not. Like, everything was a little bit blurry. When I go to the supermarket, everything was blurry. I discovered that something was happening to my eyes.
At first, Anmol's parents and extended family had trouble accepting his condition. They took him to every specialist they could possibly find in India and abroad. Finally, a specialist in Chennai, then called Madras, India, put all speculation to rest.
That doctor was pretty much straightforward and honest with us. You know, sat us down, he took a really good look at me. He said, you know, there's nothing we can do for your son. Anybody can do. It is what it is, you know. This is just the part of, you know, it is going to be like this for the rest of his life.
Our 10 minutes are over, and Mo's class has started.
Okay. My name is Julie Kaplan, and I am the program coordinator for Moneyball is the Person. Do y'all know what Moneyball is the Person is? Have y'all kind of been told?
I heard on CNN, people said Moneyball is the Person.
I meet him next morning at his apartment. He is getting ready to leave for his morning workout session at the gym at University of Arkansas's Health, Physical Education, and Recreation Building.
My parents realized pretty soon that one of the problems I'm going to have is getting an education. My parents, they lived in the United Arab Emirates in Abu Dhabi. In the United Arab Emirates and India, there's very limited education for blind people. The extent of education for blind people has gotten much better now. But just poor, you know, just small schools resulting in making brooms or, maybe just do some wood crafting. Most blind people ended up being beggars on the street there. And my parents didn't want that for myself.
Anmol's parents, who at the time lived and worked in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, enrolled him in a school for the handicapped in Abu Dhabi, and in the meanwhile, looked for educational opportunities abroad. They decided to apply to the Arkansas School of Blind in Little Rock after hearing about it from a family member.
It is 7:59 a.m.
Don't we need to head out?
Yeah, okay.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine.
It's time for Anmol's workout session.
Is this bus the university's bus?
Yes, the Razorback Paratransit.
I think it might be here.
Yeah, it's coming probably right now, but 8 o'clock.
I meet Anmol later at the University of Arkansas Union for the rest of our conversation. He tells me about his first trip to the United States to join the Arkansas School of Blind in Little Rock as a full-time student. His mother accompanied him on this trip. He was only 10 at the time.
My mom stayed with me for 2 months till I could get used to the place. By the time she left, I'd already had friends and I had a life and a schedule.
But it took him a while to adjust to a totally different culture and his new life.
I mean, of course, I had cultural shocks. One of the first ones that I had was that we eat at 5:30 here. When we went to the cafeteria at 5:30, you know, that's about the time we, in India, that we have milk with a snack. Or if you're grown up, you have tea. We don't eat that till 9 or 10. So at 5:30 I go, I'm thinking, oh, okay, it's probably milk time. Come to find out, it's dinner time. Initially, I was all vegetarian. I did not eat meat at the time. This was a concern to my house parent in the school. So my house parent talked to my mom about it, and she said, you know, make him eat. Whatever is there, he has to eat. He has to learn how to eat meat. This food was going around. He put this beef finger in my plate. He's like, here, eat this. I ate it, and it's like, I took one bite. I was like, this is pretty good. That time, I never heard of Braille. I never heard of cane. You know, what is, okay, I never gave it thought on how, oh, the way I'm going to learn how to read is through Braille. Oh, you know, I learned that, so I was introduced to that within my first day. The first week, I was introduced to a Braille teacher. That first week, I was also introduced to cane. And so that's how I'm going to be learning how to get around.
After graduating from the Arkansas School of Blind, Anmol completed his undergraduate degree at the Henderson State University in Arkadelphia and got his master's in political science from the Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. He also got a graduate certificate in conflict mediation from the University of Arkansas Little Rock before joining the Rehabilitation Counseling Graduate Program at the University of Arkansas Fayetteville. He says, even though he's always been an international student in the United States, he thinks he's more American than Indian.
Honestly, when I go back to India, I actually feel like I'm more of a foreigner in India than I'm here. I cannot really get used to their culture or their ways. And frankly, I think the way they view disability in India and the way they, you know, it's not, I'm not really that comfortable. Because I don't think they quite accept people with disabilities there. You know, as independent and fully capable individuals in society.
So is there still something about India that he still feels connected to?
I love Indian food. I miss Indian food. More than anything else I miss is the Indian. But India is Indian food.
Anmol loves politics, debate, surfing the internet, socializing, meeting new people, trying new things, and traveling.
In school, I used to be in track and wrestling, and we would travel to different schools for the blind. We would compete with other schools for the blind across the country. Internationally, I've traveled to 6 countries: India, the United Arab Emirates, of course, Bahrain, Kuwait, the United Kingdom, and the United States. So I haven't traveled that much extensively.
I ask him about what his experience of traveling is like, since for most people, it's about seeing new places.
That's a great question. And I may not get the same experience of scenery, watching the scenes, the beauty of that. One of the things that I think as a blind person I've learned is to imagine things. And just, you know, visualize a picture in my head of what it might have been like. What is it that my friend is, you know, what my friend is describing to me, what something looks like. I can visualize in my head, oh, okay, maybe this is how it must be looking like this.
Anmol tells me that he is a very adventurous person. So I ask him, what is the most adventurous thing he's done?
I think last year we did climb Mount Perigene Mountain. I think Perigene Mountain. I've done that. The most adventurous thing I've done is fly a plane. I've actually flown a plane. Not totally, but I did have control. Of course, I've also driven a car. You know, a friend of mine, in fact, one time he invited me to his home on a weekend and to his farm and took me to a cow pasture. He's like, okay, now, yeah, you know, he got me behind the wheel and said, you know, stop driving. He's like, when I tell you to turn, turn. When I tell you to brake, brake.
He also plans to learn skiing very soon. As for Anmol's future plans, they are ambitious but simple.
My goal in life is to do good in some way or another. Whatever I do is to do good. I want to help people with disabilities. I want to be an advocate for students for people with disabilities. I want to help them, you know, to live a life that is fulfilling as part of having the disabilities.
And where does he want to live?
I want to live my life in the United States. Been here for 23 years, and I said I feel comfortable. Feel like I'm an American. And I just can't imagine living anywhere else.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.